Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Levi, who's president and owner of several retail flooring stores in Columbus, Ohio. Tom, how you doing?
Real good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Now, let's see, Tom. I know that for a long time you've been a Stainmaster Flooring Center. You also have a part of your business that's tied with the National Floor Covering Alliance. And then I think recently, less than 6 months or so, you also now have some stores that are also Carpet One stores. Is that right?
Yeah, we've taken over, literally formed a new corporation and are positioned in the Central Ohio market with the Carpet One dealer that was there, who's a personal friend of mine, that we're working with them on that Carpet One entrance into that market.
Okay. So you get to see a lot of different programs, and I know from talking to you in times past, a lot of the big executives in this industry reach out to you and seek feedback. I appreciate you being on with us. One of the things I wanted to ask you, as you look in your marketplace, I know you're in Columbus, Ohio primarily. How's business been? I mean, you're actually growing your business, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're real proud of what we're doing. You know, we run our business off of a 1, 3, and a 5-year plan, and so what we've seen as a contraction in this industry since 07 is not something that we did not feel was coming. We didn't think it was coming as severe as it's occurred. But, you know, we're going through some times now that actually we believe are resetting the entire industry for the future. And if it wasn't for our 1, 3, and 5-year model and plan that we've had implemented since we started this company back in 86, I don't know what we would be doing. But we're real happy with our same-store sales position. We're real optimistic about what we're being able to do on a retail level and a retail entrance into the market with the new corporation under Ohio Floors Holding Company, which involves the Carpet One, and with the NFA and Four Floors, we continue to grow that segment of our market there, and that's basically a retail market. Since we don't play in the polyester side and we don't play in the strong in the property management or builder side, it's strictly retail, and we think that's as aggressive of a segment of our market as there is, and we're real happy with what we're doing there.
So how many stores do you have total? How many storefronts?
Right now we've got 8, and we'll have another, hopefully add 1 to 2 more this year, and then add another 2 to 3 more next year in that market, and we are looking outside of that market for acquisitions in what we would call growing population market areas south of Ohio, believe it or not.
Okay, interesting. Let's be clear. A minute ago you said you're growing, and you're growing when you say same-store scale, so you're not growing just because you're picking up more storefronts.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so let me, you know, let's set a premise for a minute. Let's say, you know, the industry is off maybe 30%, and you're in a marketplace that's certainly not one of those that's immune to the economic downturn. So if flooring demand in Ohio is off 30%, that's just a guess, but you know, how is it you're growing when demand is off?
Well, I think that if you and I go back, and I just got done doing some data work on where this industry is at, number one, in the average, the amount of units on a residential basis that we're shipping and what that contraction level has been on the residential side, and we see a contraction, believe it or not, to 50 to 60% in units. While that's been going on, we also see an average weight per yard of being shipped that has dropped significantly in a 4 to 8% share number from the average weight of a piece of carpet being shipped. At that same period of time in that contraction, our average weight of each yard of carpet we sell has gone up almost 9%, and along with that, our revenue growth, instead of a contraction, we are at a dead even, actually we'll be up at the end of this year of where we were at, so we're not losing share, we're gaining some share. Mm-hmm. And we feel that we're aggressive. Now, the reason we're doing it, and in some cases, it's a board decision. We have been very, very aggressive on margins. We have been very, very aggressive on taking share. And we have not reduced our advertising budget 1 year since 2008. I mean, 2009 we were up, 2010 we increased it, 2011 we increased it again. So we're not backing down, but it's part of a plan. It's part of a strategy, and like I say, we're real happy with what we've been able to do.
So if I can just repeat what you've been telling me here, you're taking share because, you know, you're agreeing the market is smaller than it used to be, and you're growing your business in a time when there's less flooring being sold, and you're doing it because you're out there and you're visible. Is that basically what you're saying?
no doubt about it. In other words, in 2008, we developed this what we called a category killer strategy that we felt was important to position us where we wanted to position ourselves regarding Stainmaster, and because we are a leader of Stainmaster and we believe in that brand, we're committed to that brand. That's why we see less than 1% of our sales are any polyester product. And you know, today, in an aggressive market like us, I don't know how we do it, but we seem to be able to do it. I'll install Stainmaster, and I've done it before, at anywhere from 79 cents to 99 cents a foot installed. So when you're getting that aggressive, and we're willing to go out there and do that and make those kind of statements, we figure it draws people into our stores, and from that standpoint, we want the opportunity to service the public, and that's all we ask for. We can explain to them what we do and why we do it and how we do it and how we stand behind things. We figure that gives us an edge up against our competition, and that's exactly what we do.
Okay. So we're clear also, I mean, you say that you're up on top line and up on bottom line, right?
My bottom line is where we are struggling compared to my numbers back in the mid 2005, 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're paying taxes every year.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm making some money.
Right.
I wish I could pay a lot more taxes now than what I am paying, but it's part of a temporary strategy.
Yeah.
Every year we title our one-year plan, and one year it was the perfect storm. I believe that was in 07. 2008 was slash and survive.
Mm-hmm.
2009 was take an aggressive stand and utilize your assets. 2010 was put the metal down and take share, and 2011 was keep the pedal down and increase profitability. And I can't tell you that we've increased our profitability numbers because we were up against the incentive packages for Q1 and Q2 of 2011 that I think all the industry just got shocked when they saw where those numbers came in at and how difficult business has been the last 6 months, and we haven't found that to be the case.
Well, one of the things that you're very outspoken about, and you've already mentioned it earlier in this interview, it is your belief about Stainmaster. You also sell wool. You sell very little polyester. What do you think the industry's doing, this shift we're seeing? What's going to be the long-term result?
It's the commoditization of the industry by big-box retail and certain manufacturers, like warranty. We're commoditizing everything. They want the product commoditized. They want the warranties commoditized. And we don't play those games. We don't play that part. We believe there is some superior positions for certain fibers over other fibers, and we try to explain that. We think that the warranty issues that we've seen over the last 18 months are absolutely atrocious. We're concerned across the board, but we understand why Home Depot does it. We understand why Lowe's wants to do it. You know, you've got a guy in there that's worked in the department for 4 months. He doesn't have anything to sell. It's a POP type positioning, but I just don't want the product to monetize. You know, my average selling price is actually a little bit greater today than what it was 3 years ago. It's a resetting of the market.
All right, Thomas, I think it's fantastic that you're growing in this down market. I wanted some other people to hear why it is. You are selling heavier weight goods, and when it comes to carpet, you're selling nylon and wool and continuing to advertise. Now, when you advertise, is it primarily on television?
We've shifted some of our budgets around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you right now our mix is probably 35% right now is in print. 40% is in what you or I would call the TV side of the market, and the balance of it partially is on the internet side of it.
Okay.
So we're, you know, on the internet, we're being aggressive there, and we've got a new rollout that'll come out in 2013 that we're working on right now for that side of it.
And when you say, if you can just give me a rough number, your percentage of top line sales that you spend toward promotion, is that it's in excess of 5%?
Right at that number.
All right, Tom.
We're being aggressive, and it's being positioning. You know, in Central Ohio, we're selling still 68% in soft surface, not hard.
That's interesting. Well, Tom, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for doing the interview. We've been talking to Tom Levi, who is president and owner of Levi's for Floor, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.